You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and...
none of the research.
So you... don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Spider-Man No Way Home again, after we've seen the final trailer?
Second trailer, but yeah. We also got tricked and watched the third trailer.
We watched a fan made. We got the base of speculation, boys. God,
look,
pranks. We were like, is this real?
Is that surely?
No way, this is real.
No,
it was a very in our defense. It was very well done,
except in the places where it really obviously was.
And also in our defense, we were half paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
I was on my phone.
Yeah. Anyway, but we've seen the second trailer, and this is the trailer that's like basically like, hey, here's the fucking plot of the movie.
Yeah. Spider-Man's got to ice some cunts.
So, yeah.
This is the trailer you saw 2 to 3 weeks ago and said, I cannot wait for baseless speculation to baselessly speculate.
You went onto your little podcast app. You were like, what are the baseless speculation boys going to be? Finally, oh, okay, Halloween Kills or whatever. I wouldn't have done that. Oh, what's the next one? They'll do it next time. Oh, Lightyear.
This trailer dropped, I think, the day after we'd recorded Lightyear, but the day it was. Anyway, look, the point is, you're getting it now, don't complain. But yes, so we saw the trailer. You know that trailer you've all seen because it's been viewed by 87 million people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's like, hey, Doctor Strange, blah, blah, blah. That's not actually in this trailer, but
we know
Strange
that
is like, hey, remember when you fucked up that spell? Now people are coming into this universe because
now all
of the man who fucked up the spell, Peter Parker.
All of the bad blokes from all the other Spider-Man worlds, specifically the ones that were fucking murdered by the other
Spider-Man. You've got blood on your hands, Peter.
Yeah, they've come into this world, and now you gotta fucking kill them too, Peter Parker. But he's like, I don't know about that. And so
I think I might steal your cube instead.
You want me to not steal the cube, Doctor Strange? I'm having that cube.
So this is the whole thing of like Peter Parker has the no-kill rule and he doesn't want to kill. So, and plus also he's just a boy. He shouldn't kill.
He's just a child.
Okay, first of all, Peter Parker, don't get an all high and mighty. Endgame, you were killing aliens nonstop.
Yeah, exactly.
Prior to that, and then straight after that, Far From Home, you killed Mysterio.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw the footage. I listened to J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah. I'm a subscriber.
You're a murderer.
Yeah, I would say menace, though.
Yeah, I love...
he is a menace.
It's so funny to me. Because, like, I don't know, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and even James Garfield, they...
who the fuck is James Garfield?
Garfield, fuck!
James Garfield's a president.
Former president, yeah.
You don't know anything about US history. Why do you always make that confusion?
I know about James Garfield.
What'd he do?
He was a president.
What'd he do?
I don't know. I just know the name. It reminds me of that cat. You know?
Yeah.
You know Garfield the cat?
I do. He hates Mondays, but
I can tell you about him. Anyway, those two are like when you see their face like paraded around like number one menace or whatever, you're like, yeah, that's an adult man.
Yeah.
Whenever it's Tom Holland, you're like, that's just a boy. Also so not justified. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I love how happy J. Jonah Jameson is in this anytime anything bad's happening.
Yeah.
He thrives on Peter Parker's pain. And that's incredible. And what I especially like about that is that you would kind of expect in the MCU for them to like try and tie it into some like anti-superhero movement or whatever, like J. Jonah Jameson hates all costumed freaks or whatever because they love to do that. No, he hates Spider-Man.
In fact, the opening shot of this trailer is when Spider-Man is telling Mary Jane, the only week I felt normal was the week where you knew who I was, which is also not true because that is the same week in which you were framed for the murder of Mysterio.
It was like a day.
Yeah.
before the first swing around the city, they landed and also, oh, fuck, I'm framed for murder.
Also, like, prior to that, so, like, Because she finds out you're Spider-Man, Peter Parker, whilst you're fighting fighting giant elemental guys and you're in Europe and everything.
Yeah, was that awesome? do you love that?
What do you mean the week after you kill the man?
Yeah, when was good,
Peter Parker? Because the timeline doesn't really add up, Peter Parker. It sounds like you might be just lying to this girl.
Yeah, because you basically got accused of murder and then you disappeared. No, you disappeared for a bit, then you came back and then you killed a man.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen the footage.
We're
subscribers. anyway, but it ties me into the thing of like when he's swinging past the screen, it's just Public Enemy number one.
And it's half Spider-Man, half Tom Holland's
boy,
face.
Which half rolls just a boy.
Where hey, that's get a, that photo?
It's from a comic book.
Who mocked that up? We need something that's going to go in fucking Times Square, so it's got to look good. Okay.
Spider-Man and half that kid's face?
I just hope there is this like element of J. Jonah.
Yeah.
He is not even like, I'm pretty sure he's not 18.
Yeah,
at this
or
point.
He's just 18.
Or is he still in school? Yeah.
I don't know. Well, no, I think he's probably graduated. Who knows?
Well, because
why am I making claims? I don't know. Yeah.
In Far From Home, he's still in high school.
He might be in like his final year, maybe. Yeah. But still, he's a boy.
Either way.
Even if he was 1 year out of high school, you're still exceedingly young for the city of New York to decide to
love this man. But there's that sort of like limit that we tend to do when it comes to like any kind of public figure, either good or bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, no one is being like piece of shit 16-year-old.
Yeah. When Justin Bieber first hit fame, everyone was like, fuck That's this 16-year-old.
Yeah, but
kid.
Did anyone pay money for a billboard?
What else
to
is
be like, fuck this kid.
This is funny as well because in so many Spider-Man movies, the like idea is that New York loves Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite what the press says, New York, you know, in its heart loves Spider-Man. But in this, New York is like there's that shot where they're walking like up to some building and there's like crowds on either side of them. They're holding like a picture of Tom Holland's face with devil horns on it.
How much is he going to school?
People knew Mysterio for like a fucking week.
But they're going to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to school and there are people picketing outside his school.
That rules.
So he's still in school.
Yeah. There you go.
I hope that is a sneaky reference to the Tom Holland vehicle Devil All the Time.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Now available on Netflix.
Well,
a movie that had my attention until I heard it sucked and then I never watched it and forgot all about it until just that moment.
Wow.
So with Mysterio, so the general public knows that he was this costumed hero that was coming through time or realities and fighting elementals, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the public know that or is that just the kind of bullshit story that he fed Nick Fury that was a Skrull?
Clearly the public must have known it because one murder. You would think in this world one murder wouldn't kick off this. It would have to be a pretty important murder.
What happened is that Peter Parker's story has been told.
Yeah.
But the footage of Mysterio being killed by Peter Parker leaked to the press. So presumably the public have heard, oh no, Mysterio was a bad guy and Spider-Man saved the day. Mm. And then they've been like, yeah, but I've also seen this footage.
And that's enough to convince me.
Yeah.
Let's kill him. It's also great that, I mean, like, obviously, but we'll probably get to this, but the dialogue in this trailer and presumably the film
makes you
want to kill myself.
Yes.
It sucks. It's horrible. It's really, really bad.
Jackson, let's Scooby-Doo this crap.
Yeah. My name's Otto Octavius. Your name is Spider-Man.
No, his name is Peter Parker.
Well, yeah, but still.
Did you like that joke the first time they did it in Infinity War?
No.
Oh, I thought we were using...
Yeah, it's made up names.
Yes.
Anyway, so the dialogue is terrible, but it's funny when Peter Parker's like, the multiverse is real? It's such a funny line. Because like, what's
in
his life?
A fan-made trailer. That's not in the real trailer.
You don't think so?
No, it's not.
I thought that a lot of that was taken from like TV spots and stuff.
No, there hasn't really been any TV spots yet. That's
so
all,
just
that's all
like
fake.
A synthesized voice or whatever?
Well, or like an impression, I guess.
That
I
seems crazy.
That seems intense to go for a fan made trailer.
Yeah. I thought that was like they'd grabbed it from, oh, maybe. Well, yeah, look, I hope it's not in the film. Because it's stupid. But also I think I've seen it in other places as well. So
where?
On Twitter, maybe? So
imagining
know.
It, just having to think about it.
Oh, imagine
what if Spider-Man said
dreams.
This line? So obviously in this film, like the basic plot, seems like all of the villains are back and they're the Spider-Man's got to kill them, but Spider-Man's like, oh, I don't want to kill them or even send them back to their own timelines because in their own timelines they'll die. Mm. And so it's actually a Spider-Man versus Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
But then obviously there will be that turning point where it's funny because it seems like the only moral can be No, you should kill these people, Spider-Man.
Well, see, I'm trying to figure it out because you're right. It is this thing of like, okay, my life's a bit in turmoil now because everyone knows that I'm Spider-Man and clearly hates me. And I'm having a terrible time with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm front row. Boo!
Yeah, yeah. Look, we saw the footage. We're subscribers.
You're telling me this is my one opportunity to publicly declare I fucking hate this teenage boy.
Yeah.
And everyone's on my side.
Yeah.
I'm going to take
it. I'm throwing a rock, bro. Yes. I know.
So that's the kind of opening, I guess. And then it's like, right, I want to not make this happen. Somehow... going to Strange, because who has the idea of being like, you can make people forget, right?
Wait, I know a wizard.
Or is it simply just that? Like,
yeah.
Look, that might be a line.
Yeah. In fact,
I know a wizard.
Put that on the bingo card.
I know a wizard.
Like, I'm like, what are you going to do, Peter Parker? Everybody fucking hates your guts. You're the most loathed man in New York. Yeah,
I also kind of hate you.
I know a wizard. And then, God, Dr. Strange wizard me up a fucking battle.
Just put on some Iron
life.
Man armor and just be like, it's...
just kill everyone. Set the city ablaze.
I'm not Spider-Man, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah, I was going to say you're Iron Man now.
Oh, well, that's also an option.
And be like, and people are like, are you... it's Tony Stark back from the dead. He's like, no.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
That's me. You love that guy, right? Man, yeah. He committed war crimes. Anyway.
Turns out that the snap just made me sick a bit. Yeah. But I'm all right
now. I'm good again. Yeah.
Yeah, and now just youthful, younger.
Yeah, it made me young, actually.
So that's the start where he's like, I want to do this. But then he's like, oh, I want people to also remember. And then he does the whole fucky thing. And then he's like, El grabs the box or whatever. And then there's clearly like... some in between part, then they realize everything's coming like fucking up, right?
Well, I think the trailer has a lot from the very start of the movie, probably about a third of the way through, and then I think there's a bunch in the last third.
Yeah.
Because I also don't think that a construction site is going to be the home of the final battle of this film.
No,
that seems like too small.
Well, no, because the construction site's on the new Statue of Liberty, right? Which does make kind of sense for a
final. Yeah, shit, because they're
building... it's on the Statue of Captain America Liberty or whatever,
Wait, what?
The Statue of Liberty...
Statue of Liberty's got a Captain America shield.
For real?
Yeah.
Was this
in the trailer you just saw.
I missed that. That
rules. There's only like a mock-up picture of it in the thing. But okay. Yes,
that's what they're fighting on. They're fighting on the building of the new...
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they're coming through, I can't stop them.
Yeah.
Unless that is like the... because there'll be a big fight like... before the end of the movie, if that makes sense. Like, as in, like, the fight where everyone's just like, well, it was a draw.
Yeah.
And then they come back.
Well, here's an interesting thing.
There's a chance that Spider-Man's, like, overwhelmed, and that's when the other Spider-Man come through, and that's when
I can't hold him. If the other Spider-Men are going to be in this movie, and I think they will be.
So then they'll just do Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, they'll come through the guns.
So they'll be like, don't worry, Tom Holland or Peter Parker or whoever you are. We'll take care of this. We don't care about murder.
Let me rub some fucking mud in your eye.
What?
I also think we're going to see a couple of things, which I reckon we're probably going to get evil Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the Doctor Strangers that we see in the trailer, I think is...
A multi-strange.
He's wearing similar kind of outfits to the... I know you boys didn't watch the What Ifs.
I
may I just
didn't.
Say, good choice. Yeah. As a man who watched all of them...
I'm real glad.
It's actually the full spectrum in here. Joel Zemitz saw all of them. I tapped out after three or four.
And clever.
And then Jackson Bailey said, I don't have Disney Plus, maybe.
No,
and then
I don't have to watch these.
Even more clever.
Like, then we're like, no, you do have Disney Plus. You're like, oh yeah, that's what I'm watching The Simpsons on.
Yeah, it's that I'm going to watch season 28 of The Simpsons and Seinfeld again. So, no.
He looks kind of like he's wearing some of the stuff that might resemble one of the evil Doctor Strangers, maybe. And I'm like, oh, that might be an interesting thing where, because it's like all these people are coming in from the multiverse. And it just seems weird that it's like all these people coming from the multiverse that are all related to Spider-Man because they're all the one people you keep.
But
is it
part of the spell? It'll
be something to do with like the spell exploding. Because I don't think we've actually seen where the spell goes wrong yet.
Yeah.
We don't something know the will happen and it'll like... explode Spider-Man.
I think the spell will go right. I think that it'll be like, stop talking, shut up.
Yeah.
And then the spell will happen. Everything's fine. He's like, did it work? It's like, yes.
Well, no one in this trailer.
Fuck off. And then everyone thinks it's worked. And then we get weird shit happening.
But the spell is to make everyone forget who Spider-Man is.
And there is no one in the trailer that's like, sorry, who are you?
Yeah, because Zendaya is like, you shouldn't bring the multiverse people in.
But I think what's going to happen is like, for example, like Strange and Peter, like, did it work? And they're like, Yes.
Oh, okay, yes, but it actually didn't work.
And then he leaves, and then as he's leaving, maybe someone's like, who the fuck's that guy? And then the next person's like, that's fucking Peter Parker, he's bumming, I hate
it's
you.
Obviously Spider-Man.
Let me spit in your goddamn mouth.
Yeah.
And then other shit happens, like Doc Ock comes in and all those kind of things.
It would be so funny if they make it that, because there's also, you were saying, Dusha, while we were watching the trailer, that there's a theory that it's like a Doctor Strange is... like a bad duck. What was it?
Oh,
Mysterio.
No, no, no. There's a
Mysterio. Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
a crazy theory that I've seen floating around a little bit that is Doctor Strange isn't Doctor Strange, but he's actually Mysterio.
Yeah.
And this is all illusions.
But I've also heard, like, oh, what if Doctor Strange is Mephisto? Because everybody says that. Or what if it's an evil Doctor Strange or it's a secret invasion Doctor Strange? But
think
I think that would be so
be...
funny, because then it's like any of the moral ambiguity between it being like, oh, Doctor Strange just wants reality to be as it was, and Spider-Man's, no, but I got like a moral imperative to protect these people. They've just reduced it down to like, well, no, Doctor Strange is bad guy.
Yeah.
No, he's evil, actually.
I think that Doctor Strange will probably be benched for most of the movie. I think that Doctor Strange will probably be, I don't know whether he'll get hurt or if they'll just move away from where he is, because...
He'll be trapped in some kind of pocket dimension.
The
for
trailer
a little bit.
Has lots of cool bits in it, but it is kind of hard to piece together this film whilst also keeping all of the parts up in the air that the trailer says they're going to be keeping up in the air. Plus then adding the stuff that's not in the trailer that we know for sure is going to happen, like the fact that there's definitely going to be more Spider-Man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and another thing that's hard to figure out is, so the premise seems to be that in the, yeah, like I said earlier, in the other Spider-Man movies, just at the point they were about to die, sucked to the MCU. Mm.
Yeah.
But they look different. Mm. So, like...
some of them.
Yeah, some of them look different, like Electro's yellow
Electro's
now.
Different, Lizard's the same.
Yeah.
Doc Ock's the same.
No, Doc Ock's arms are different.
Ooh. See, you see, here's a little sneaky thing that's hidden in the trailer. Doc Ock's arms are the same until after he fights Peter on the bridge.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. So there is a change, because we don't know as well what Electro looks like when he first comes through. It might be blue.
No. But I mean, like, so it's red, like his arms go red.
Yeah.
And he's fighting Spider-Man, who's wearing a nano suit.
Oh, so you think he sucks some of the nano juice?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his light's on the back of his neck when he's fighting Peter at the start, but then it's not on later in the trailer.
Okay.
And I mean, also there's a scene where he gets electrode off the building.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So is those
Doc Ock will probably team up with Spider-Man.
I was gonna say, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the kind of thing where the nanobots take over his arms a bit but make him good? Like, you don't need a little innovator because he's got them Stark bots through his arms?
Yeah, it'll probably just go through his arms and then turn off the all short circuit the thing, and then he's like, oh, sick, it works now.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good again.
Yeah.
Do we think that, so Green Goblin, right, seems like the overarching villain of this.
Yeah.
Which is, like, classic. Like, that's Spider-Man's guy.
He's the guy.
You know? But do we think that...
the scene where he catches the pumpkin bomb will kill Spider-Man? Yes.
That's cool. Do we think we'll get a recreation of that great scene in the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie where he's like, we got to rule this city together. They're like leaning against that rooftop or whatever. Yeah. And as he walks past Spider-Man, he just bonks him on the head. He just gives him a fucking donk on the noggin. He's like, anyway, buddy, he just slams him. That rules. More casual donking.
Do you reckon there'll be a scene where civilians are turned into skeletons?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so good.
Yes. But what I wonder
Sam
is...
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies are hectic.
They're so funny. They rule. I love them so much. But do we think that this Green Goblin's going to stick around?
Yes. I don't think he's going to... They're basically going to find a way where Peter Parker doesn't kill these people.
Yes, yeah,
It's going to be a thing where it's kind of like...
Doc Ock will sacrifice himself again, but in this world, Sandman is a sand guy, so it doesn't matter. Electro will fall in a lake or some shit.
People are rapidly filling in their bingo card right now.
Sandman is a sand guy, so Electro, it doesn't matter.
Electro falls in a fucking lake. Okay.
This
movie got really anticlimactic.
So, you're going to have... So the whole thing is going to be like...
Well, because I just want to say, because we keep talking about this, but clearly from the... Well, not... the trailer's kind of ambiguous about it, but I think it's not that he's like, hey, Tom Holland, Spider-Man,
yeah,
you got to full on just murder these guys, separate their skulls from their bodies. Yeah. It's like, you got to send them back. And he's like, but if I send them back, they'll die. He's like,
yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You got to do it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be that kind of conversation between you got Spider-Man or Tom Spider-Man being like, I don't want to kill. And then Doctor Strange
is going to be like, they've already died. They are destined to die
at this point by your hands. Mm. You murdering piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then I think the end will end up being like, we can send them to another universe where they don't die.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be like sort of like the end. They're going to basically get like a thing where it's like, okay, so we're going to put these in a world either where maybe they were good or they were heroes or they were something that they weren't absolutely like scum of the earth villains that you end up getting murdered, but we're going to put them in that thing.
In
like,
this universe where there's a Venom.
The Sinister Six of us.
Good point.
I'm thinking that it could be a nice way of doing this to be like, all right, this universe, they had, say, a Sandman. And even though he's just, you know, a sand guy, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't end up killing people, but he just wanted to save his daughter. But then he ended up getting, I don't know, too wet and he couldn't form again. Yeah. Now his daughter misses him.
So let's
send this into this Sandman into that universe because they don't have a Sandman and you can be reunited with your daughter and have a nice ending. But you're right. You want to have a Sinister Six. So fuck that.
I got to assume that this somehow ends keeping them in the MCU.
Yeah.
I don't think that they can't keep...
Not all of them, obviously. Mm. Some of them they got to boot, but they got to keep some.
Look, there's going to be spoilers for a movie, spoilers for Venom briefly, just skip ahead a bit. We've spoken about this a million times.
Yeah.
But like, so Venom, in the post-credit scene for Venom 2, he interacts with a television.
Yeah, showing Spider-Man, showing Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
So Venom could be in this, but I doubt it because I think what is actually going to happen is that Marvel have seen that scene and been like, I'm glad you used that, we're ignoring it.
Nicely done. Yeah, good one, guy. You'll be in the next film. No. Spider-Man versus Venom, that's the next one we're doing.
We've got a Venom in this film. It's Topher Grace. not this guy.
Well, I wonder how much longer, because I remember reading an interview with Tom Holland where he's like, if I'm still doing Spider-Man at 30, I've wrecked my life. So I wonder how much longer he will be playing
also
Spider-Man 4.
That was probably an example of 4D chess.
Yeah.
Tom Holland's contract is also probably wrapping up after the next film. And he's probably like, yep, don't want to be playing Spider-Man for much longer. And he would also be on like middle MCU money where he probably wants to be on top
boy
tier
MCU money.
MCU money. So he's probably just like, yep. $50 million for a film? Yeah, all right, I'm back. Yeah. I'll be Spider-Man forever.
Mm.
Do you reckon? Well, as we are getting multiple Spider-Man in this film.
Yeah.
I have a theory that we're going to get an evil Spider-Man.
Okay.
And either we're not going to see them unmasked, we're just going to have them in the suit, maybe even one of the suits that we've seen them, so whatever.
Oh.
Or do you reckon maybe an Andy Garfield or a Tobey Maguire?
As a bad boy Spider-Man.
Maybe a bad boy Spider-Man. What do you think?
Here's one thing that goes against what I just said.
Okay.
All right.
Which is, when you look at Tom Hardy's Venom.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the white thing on his suit just yet. In Venom 2, he's obsessed with becoming like a hero.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So if he isn't it, that feels what you're saying. Because he's bad because he eats people's heads.
Yeah.
And he also says fuck.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah, so you think he could be in this movie?
I don't think he could be, but I also think he could be.
He's a 50-50.
So, because like...
Schrodinger's Venom.
Because there's that scene at the end of the trailer where Doctor Strange is like, they're coming fucking through!
Imagine if you just see, they're coming through! Eddie, where are we?
Well, that's my question is, surely that ending, because that's... Mm-hmm. All the bad guys are through. So I reckon that ending is where we get the, like, all the cunts. Like, people who aren't even...
Well, here's another crazy thing. Just
and Venom could be there, yeah.
Just to add a little bit more into the confusion and the speculating. Multiverse of Madness is the next film.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is this going to be part one and part two? Like, are these secretly...
It would seem weird for the multiverse to break around Doctor Strange, him to fix it, and then...
It to break again.
Yeah.
I think what will end up happening, maybe, is that this ends up getting fixed in quotation marks here, but it's like, oh, we're just dealing with Spider-Man bullshit.
Yeah.
And so, we fixed all the Spider-Man bullshit, but oh no, it's actually a lot wider than implications than we thought. I thought Well, like Doctor Strange is like, oh, I thought the spell went wrong, and the reason why we're getting all these Spider-Man villains is because you were there, but really it's all going bad. Mm. And so while we fix this little tiny problem, oh no, it's now getting a lot worse.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was thinking, yeah, because that might definitely like an end credit stinger. It would be like the madness. But also I'm like, maybe there might be a Mysterio stinger.
Well, that's another thing. These are the villains from the point where they died at your hand.
Yeah.
Mysterio died at his hand.
Do not. It would be fucking crazy if it is a Mysterio punked. And then Multiverse of Madness is the next film that just does do the multiverse.
Oh, no. Not a Mysterio punked, but I think that like Mysterio is probably...
We'll be back.
Let's just quickly count. Lizard, Sandman, Electro... Mm. Doc Ock, Green Goblin, that's five.
Yeah.
Then if you like...
And I think they're like, and there's a sixth, but we don't know who that villain is yet, obviously.
Well, no, we do know who it is. If they're saying there's a sixth...
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where I've read that, but I have.
Unless it's Venom, but then Venom's a weird one because they're doing...
He's kind of a good guy.
Well, but then did Topher Grace die? I forget.
Yeah, he got exploded. Like, he got big time exploded by... done.
So you either got Mysterio or Venom.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember if he got blown up by a pumpkin. Yeah, no, it was a pumpkin bomb because he turns into a skeleton.
Yeah, yeah.
that rules.
Because they trap the symbiote and he throws like the pumpkin bomb in.
Yeah.
Because it's New Goblin's pumpkin bomb. And then Topher Grace jumps back in to save Venom but gets turned into a skeleton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
So
you got imagine if that's their big reveal is Topher Grace's Venom is back.
That would be so
like,
fun.
That would also be the biggest fuck you to Sony in the world. Sony would be like, yeah, we're taking Spider-Man back now, I reckon. After
Which is unnecessarily mean.
Or Topher Grace's Venom is there, but then also Tom Hardy's is there. Tom Hardy's eats Topher Grace and sucks off the symbiote, and then he becomes a big symbiote.
Yeah.
Just quick spoilers of Venom 2. Yeah. And again, if you care, I mean, there's nothing in this
movie. No one cares.
I know.
But a single person listening could care about Venom 2.
Yeah, anyway. Well, it's kind of implied that Venom in Venom is connected to all the multiverses. Could be the same Venom.
Yeah.
That makes no sense, it's kind of like the bullshit the movie tries to make you swallow.
It would be so strange, though, for this movie to try and redeem any of the villains if they're bringing in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, because, like, they are like...
Well, they've redeemed most of the villains before. That's another weird thing. Tobey Maguire, all of Tobey Maguire's villains... Green Goblin's a weird one because he sort of reforms and then doesn't. Yeah. And then when he dies, he's like, don't tell.
I guess Electro was just a sad guy who went crazy. Yeah.
And he was just like, he just forgot my birthday.
It will suck a lot for me. Like, it'll be personal. If Electro in this is cool. Because one of the things I really like about The Amazing Spider-Man 2, one of my favorite films of all time.
Let me just tell you that whatever ill will comes to you because of you loving Amazing Spider-Man 2, you deserve all of it.
Because he sucks. That's what's so good about him. He's a wiener. And like, it's played with such, like, it's a masterclass of acting, you know?
He is a big wiener.
He sucks. He's like the biggest loser nerd ever. Yeah. And then he gets all this power and he gets a nerd's rage. Which he takes out on New York. If all of a sudden Electro's this fucking cool guy, that will suck. That's boring.
I don't think he's a cool guy.
I hope he's still a wiener. Desperately.
Because Sandman didn't die in...
Nope, Sandman didn't die.
So then why he back?
Fuck yeah, well that's what I mean. I think a theory that I have and also I'm pretty sure a theory I've seen on the internet is that... So some of these goddamn venoms... some of these villains die later in the timeline than we've seen.
Yeah, okay.
So like Venom, fucking hell.
You love Venom.
Yeah, Venom.
I just saw Venom.
Clearly. But you say, okay, so some...
So like Sandman might die at Spider-Man's hand.
Is it the Thomas Hayden Church, not Spider-Man?
We don't know. Venom?
Venom. Is it Thomas Hayden Church's Venom?
He looks a bit like...
Electro?
Yeah, he looks a bit... Who plays Electro? I'm trying to remember.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. He looks a bit like Jamie Foxx a little bit, which is weird. I don't know
if that's just weird CGI.
Well, because the thing is, if they're only doing big Sandman, then they don't need Thomas Hayden
Church. It would be so funny if they're like, no, this is Sandman from a universe where
Electro became
Electro.
Well, they could do. Like, that's what they could do. Because again, we're assuming that this Doc Ock is from the Raimi-verse. Assuming that Green Goblin is from the Raimi-verse. And so on and so forth. And like, I know, yes, it was a fan-made trailer, but that Green Goblin did have a beautiful cravat.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I've got nothing to add to that, but I just liked it.
Well, one of the theory, like something that has been taken from the actual trailer and not the fan-made one where he had a cravat.
It wasn't the trailer. It was the still image, the thumbnail. And I quite liked it. It was
William Dafoe is sticking around in the MCU as a Green Goblin, and therefore they will probably just update his outfits to match the MCU.
Yeah.
If he sticks around, how do they, I guess, like as a man in like,
how does Oscorp happen?
Well, how does just a man happen to be like, I popped into this universe. I don't exist in this universe as is, but like I am now. Like, there's no record of an Osborn, but here I am. How do you get like a job? How do you get like anything? Hey, do you have a birth certificate? Take a pop.
Okay, no, here we go. No, put this on your bingo card. This is a theory. So that Green Goblin doesn't stick around.
Yeah.
But because this is another thing I've been thinking, okay, is that it's very funny that they decided to pull these people from universes just before they died, because a lot of those movies happened literally decades ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all of these actors are 10 years older, right? Which means that it's going to be expensive to keep them in the movies because you're going to have to keep using facial CGI. Them, yeah. Anyway, so what if they have current day what's-his-face who played the Green Goblin?
Like Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn, for MCU Norman Osborn, and when Raimi Norman Osborn dies, somehow in his death, he gives him the goblin madness.
He explodes into goblin gas and it falls on.
Yeah, exactly.
So like a Norman Osborn, but like a completely new actor.
I just like making gas for the military.
And or even like a Norman Osborn who's like 20 something.
Yeah.
And then, just sees this other cunt who's like, I'm Norman Osborn. I'm a goblin boy.
In the future, pumpkins. You'll be a goblin.
Sorry, what the
what
fuck?
What the fuck is this?
Did you just explode into some kind of goblin gas?
Like a goblin. It's like a goblin gas.
And then I'm gonna go make
some bombs.
And then instead of like the suit that they have in like the Raimi thing, he actually turns into a goblin.
Yeah. The Dane DeHaan one, which is disgusting to look at from your favorite movie.
Yeah. He just looks sick.
Is that Dane DeHaan in this?
No, I don't think so.
Even though he did, he has suffered exactly the same fate as the other villains. I think he dies as well. But never mind.
How does he die?
I think he... maybe
it's your favorite movie. It's your favorite movie.
I think he falls down an alleyway.
Falls down an alleyway.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you fall down an alleyway?
I'm pretty sure he dies.
He just tripped.
No, he falls. He's...
Oh, his glider.
Yeah, on his glider. Is he even in the second one?
Yes.
What do you mean? He's the one who kills Gwen Stacy.
Oh, yeah, true. Shit. I don't know.
And there's weird editing in that scene, which I didn't notice until it was pointed out to me, because apparently they shot four versions of Gwen Stacy's death, including like ones where the Green Goblin was far more involved, and therefore they become way more violent. Anyway. It's a bad movie. Stop telling people you like it, because then we're going to have to get freaks online that are like, I love it because Jackson loves it. And then I'm going to have to be like, no, stop that. And then the movie's going to get more popular and it's going to be entirely your fault.
We're
going
to get a third one, baby. Well, that's it's a weird thing, you know, like I was saying with the actors having to be
aged up.
Make
an Amazing Spider-Man 3. I might eat my own boot.
That's great. I'll do it, but out of joy.
Yes!
Opening day of Amazing Spider-Man 3. We buy one pair of boots. I eat one, you eat one. I'm eating one out of anger, and you're eating one out of joy.
Out of pure bliss. What
if the movie opens and they're installing a chimney?
I would piss and shit and piss and shit and piss and shit, dude. It would be...
I know how much you wanted this, Peter.
Why does he sound like Marge? I know you wanted this, Peter.
Thanks.
Oh,
me.
Oh, Peter.
Oh, me.
What the Peter? Fuck are we watching, guys?
Peter?
Holy crap, Lois. Anyway.
Peter. Peter Parker. Yeah,
Peter Parker. Anyway.
What the juice?
Do we think Toby and Andrew are going to be aged up? Aged up.
Old man Spidey. We're finally going to get Spider-Man Rain on the big screen.
Well, no, but we think they're going to be, aged down.
Okay, here's my huge swing. I think that Toby Maguire is not going to be aged up, and it's going to be vague in references, but I think it will come across that Spider-Man reign has happened to him.
Okay, so we're going to see like a present, like Tobey Maguire.
So like Spider-Man in his 40s, and MJ's dead.
Direct, they might like...
Ooh. Oh, no, they can't. Oh.
Well, that's a weird thing, because if they do that, then... But
Gwen Stacy's also dead.
Yeah, but also like that Doc Ock's brought into our world, which would have changed his timeline, right?
Well,
so, I guess he died, so maybe not, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
I was saying, because they could do, like, an old man Spidey, like, as in, or, like, you know, Spider-Man Reign Spidey, so he's, like, someone, like, in his late 40s or whatever. But I was thinking, could they kind of borrow from, like, some of the old, sort of, alternate reality, alternate universe Spider-Mans, where it's like, oh, you've gone old and this kind of stuff. Because I'm thinking, like, if they borrowed from the, like, is it the M2 one, where it was, like, Spider-Girl, where it's, like, Peter Parker was, like... you know, a dad, but he had, like, lost an arm and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they could kind of, if they do play with that, that would be kind of interesting and cool.
Yeah,
I think there could be a nod to that, but not really.
All of this, because I think that speculation with movies like this in particular, and it's going to happen with Doctor Strange 2, is maybe less with Doctor Strange 2, because I think this might temper everyone's expectations a bit. These movie adaptations of comic books work to some extent, but there's a lot of comic book bullshit that if you try and put into a movie... just becomes nonsense. And I think that if you're looking at the fact that we've already know, based on the trailer alone, we got 5 villains, 3 Spider-Men potentially, plus Tom Holland Spider-Man's regular crew. So we've got the Aunt May, we've got MJ, we've got Ned.
Happy.
We've got Happy, who might die.
Yeah.
Because
there's a shot where just people with guns are coming for him. Happy, what's going on?
And then there's a shot where the car explodes, and that's the same guy.
It just
guy
seems
he's
so
in.
Unrelated to anything else. Happy just had some problems.
Peter, I know you're dealing with a lot right now, but Happy just got shot by guns.
When we finally do eventually get the 3 Spider-Men, you reckon we're going to get basically a live-action version of that meme of all the Spider-Mans pointing at each other?
Oh, yeah. And I'll...
And how much are we all going to die?
Well, that's funny because if they do that, because that's also how...
Into the Spider-Verse ends.
I don't think they'll do it again.
I don't know.
I think they will, and you'll look over at my seat, and it'll just be a puddle of sulfuric acid just slowly burning through the chair and then the floor of the cinema. And you're going to be like, I'll never see Jackson again.
How much, I guess, of Sony's interference are we going to basically be seeing where they try and memeify
We are going to be seeing the Tobey Maguire we get and the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man we get are not... They are going to be the MCU's, like, piss-weak, watered-down versions of those Spider-Men. And it's going to
Tobey Maguire's horny as hell.
Which is just like, as a dude?
Well, I mean...
Spider-Man.
You pause like that, explain everything with your finger lazily pointed at us.
Well, Tobey Maguire as a man was horny as hell. He was in a group with Leonardo DiCaprio in the 90s.
Yeah.
You can look into that. I'm not joking. But like as in,
you
like,
think he's gonna fuck? What are you saying?
No. What are you saying? Let me get to the point.
You paused for way too long.
I think that you can't really do that. What you the sexless version of the MCU with like?
You think Tobey Maguire is too innately horny?
No, yes, but also like that Spider-Man is like it's already happened. Like that upside down kiss with. Him and MJ is like...
Yeah, but you won't get any of that. What you'll get is he'll land. You might get a reference. I think there'll be definitely because the sort of like the theme of this is Spider-Man being like, I don't want anyone to know I'm Spider-Man. It sucks being Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So you're definitely going to get a Tobey Maguire being like, great power comes great responsibility or
whatever. Andrew Garfield will be like, I can't remember what my uncle said because it was like 4 fucking paragraphs.
But... Andrew Garfield will be like, there is no iconic moments in my movies. So there's a cool scene in the first one where the crane men of New York use some cranes to help me save the day.
And
so.
Tobey Maguire will be like, that my movie has that too, except it's way less fucked.
Yeah. It'd be like, also, my girlfriend died. I didn't grab her. You did, though, so that's pretty good. No, but anyway, so I think we'll get that and maybe a couple of quips, but I think that's it. I don't think we're going to get...
I don't think... How long into the movie do you think it is before the Spider-Man come in?
I think it's 3/4. I think it's very end, basically. Yeah. Final fight.
See, I'm in two minds. I think that for the movie to work, they can only show up at the final battle and they're pretty much not even characters. It's just 2 extra guys as Spider-Man doing kicks.
Yeah.
Or they have to come in with at least an hour of the movie to go.
Yeah.
Because you need
Well, because here's the trick.
I feel like we're not getting all of the plot because the pieces we have at the moment don't make a movie.
Well, because you think about it. All right, so Spider-Man is like, I don't want people to know I'm Spider-Man. Make a spell. Spell go wrong. And then other people from other realities keep coming in. Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, but the one of the guys is a good guy, so that's good. Bloody old mate Strange is coming in being like, we've got to send him back. These people, why are they all coming here? Yeah. I don't know, but the thing that they have in common is you keep killing them. Yeah. So we've got to send them back. Peter's like, no, I don't want to send them back. A conflict. Okay, all the villains team up and fight.
Yeah, no, I think.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
So it's...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because like, they're fighting Peter. They're fighting Spider-Man. So why are they fighting?
But well, Spider-Man. Here's the trick. Here's what's fucking your brains. Yeah. They don't all come in at once, okay? So what we get is Doctor Strange... Not Doctor Strange first. Maybe Doc Ock and...
Doc Ock and Green Goblin definitely come through at the same time.
Yeah, they come through at the same time. And Doc Ock acts as our, like, exposition cunt. You know, every
Hello,
movie's got
Peter.
One. You're not Peter Parker. You know how he sounds?
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Do you have Borat in your universe? He's a very funny man. Borat's not a real guy, Dr. Octavius. Okay, put that on your bingo card. Dr. Octavius doesn't know Borat's not a real guy.
Yeah, cause even
it's
though
a guy named Sacha Baron Cohen. Yeah.
What?
Who? Wah, wah, wee,
even though that, if he never actually had this conversation, if it's never explicitly
you can't get it.
If they never address it, then you can only assume that.
Well, he missed Borat, though, didn't he?
He did. He was dead for Borat.
Holy shit, he missed Borat. He only knows Ali G.
But Borat does exist in Ali G.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He'll be so excited to learn there's a movie. Anyway, so...
he picks up a newspaper. He's like, "They did it!
Thank God!" So I think he'll be our exposition guy. And he'll be like, "This is what's happening. Let's team up or whatever."
Well, yeah, he'll be the exposition guy after he turns good.
Yeah. But I think that'll just be after a fight or whatever. Yeah. And then you'll get a couple of the other fellas coming through. Slowly, they'll start to piece it together. And when they piece it together, he'll be like, "I got to stop him." Fight with Doctor Strange. Scenes of the Sinister
you
think Six
Doc
happening.
Doc Ock is going to help Peter Parker fight Doctor Strange.
I think so.
Yeah.
How do you redeem Doctor Strange?
What do you mean? How do you redeem Doctor Strange?
So you're just going to have them belt each other for? Well, because they're right.
Well, maybe. No, I just think that the conflict seems to be Peter wants that cube.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange doesn't want to give him that damn cube. And so I think that's going to be like a...
So they throw hands.
Yeah, I think Doctor Strange and Peter Parker... You've seen it in the film. Doctor Strange and Peter Parker do fight.
Well, sort of.
I think that's, again, an evil... evil Doctor Strange.
Much?
I don't know. This film seems to be just throwing so much. Because I think the reason why J. Jonah is so fucking happy in these trailers is because he's seeing a Spider-Man who is a menace.
Yeah.
I think the reason why J. Jonah is so happy is because we are seeing an evil Spider-Man.
He's
a
like,
Spider-Man
I was
who's cutting shit, like, cutting loose. And
so
it's being like,
the sixth member of the Sinister Six is Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, then.
All righty.
Because I think that might be, like, maybe even the first person to come through might be this, like, evil Spider-Man, and then everyone being like, see, he's a piece of shit.
That would rule.
So do you think that'll be Toby or Andrew, or you think it's going to be a different Spider-Man?
Or it could just be Tom Holland again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you save a bit of money.
Yeah, get Tom Holland to do it. What do we think about that where Tom Holland's in his magic Spider-Man suit, and he has a little iPhone taped to his chest?
Yeah. Well, if you zoom in on the iPhone, something I didn't do, but I've seen a screenshot of it. It's got Ned... And
so you reckon they're going to be, you know, Ned's always guy in the chair or whatever.
Yeah.
He's guy in the chair from Spider-Man's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know why.
Well, because he's got access to the internet and he can type and shit.
Dude, I'm Googling
Maybe Spider-Man went blind because he looked into the multiverse.
Ned's got to tell him what he's seeing.
Yeah.
He's FaceTiming with him.
Well, I thought that maybe it was like he's filming it to like for accountability or whatever to be like, see, I'm the good Spider-Man. I'm doing all the right things.
I don't think it's going to be that nuanced.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I want this movie to be good, but the more I think about it, trailer. Is there Droog, sir?
How can it be?
I just don't think there's any way this movie will be satisfying. This is like when you...
But I also don't know what I want from the movie, full stop.
Yeah. It depends, because do you know the runtime at least? Because there's just... I feel like it's just going to be so much movie in this movie. Yeah.
It's 1 minute shorter than The Eternals. Originally, it was reported to be 2 hours 49, but it's actually 2 hours 28.
Because again, there is so much to jam into this film. And again, Marvel, they
love
their...
I might have fucked up the runtime then, but it's definitely 1 minute shorter than The Eternals.
But then, they do, again, because you're not going to have us just... We're not going to be, you know... shown, we're going to be explained.
Oh yeah.
And so it just feels that we're going to have a lot of. There's just a lot to explain in this.
Absolutely.
Film. And there again, if you're chucking in this, you're chucking in that, you're chucking in that, which is why I don't think you're going to get a large cameo or a large kind of fleshed out characters of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. No. If they're in this film, they're definitely in this film.
Yeah.
They're going to be kind of at the end, just for that moment of like, and we clap.
Yeah. I think you get from Tobey Maguire, you will get like a great power speech, and from Andrew Garfield you will get some kind of conversation about like, you know, Zendaya fell, my girlfriend also fell. Yeah. I get it, bro.
Just to be like, you know, cherish the ones that are
around. Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to get like a cut Andrew Garfield who's quite depressed.
And I think that the point of these scenes...
He could go Spider-Man Rain.
He could. Andrew Garfield would make a good Spider-Man
Rain. He's a bit cut, you know, he's sad. Mm. Yeah.
Have you seen the Tobey Maguire ones recently? First of all, he flat out does kill some of his villains.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best scene. He kills the guy who killed Uncle Ben.
He
and
goes
he's like,
symbiote mad.
Aren't you proud of me? And she's like, you killed the man. I thought you wanted him dead. Why would you think that? I love that scene. Anyway.
He throws a bomb at Venom.
Yeah it's awesome.
He accidentally kills both.
Again,
goblins.
That's nuance.
Yeah.
I'm talking what we've seen on screen. Mm. We can be like, oh, yeah, but like, you know, sure, he was dealing with trying to have it all.
Yeah.
But like Andrew Garfield, Gwen Stacy died. I can see the sadness there. I don't have to make a leap.
I can
be like, ah, yes, he's sad because of this.
Absolutely.
Whereas Tobey Maguire, I'm like, well, if you really look into it, that's fucked.
Yeah.
I don't want to look into it.
Yeah. I think the function of those two Spider-Men in the minds of the MCU will be to be like, they have. It's like a shortcut to the character development that both of them had for our Tom Holland. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to be a thing of like, I killed these people, or I, you know, had the thing where like I did all these kind of stuff, and yes, they did die on like, you know, either through my inaction, my action, or whatever it was, and it is it's a weight on my soul. You don't want that.
Yeah,
you can't do this. So either they're going to try and...
You will never get this, but about murder.
Yeah.
Morat there.
Yeah. Okay.
Morat Spider-Man.
Ah. So either you're going to have them finding a way to not kill these villains, or it's going to be like, with great power comes great responsibility, and these people are my responsibility.
I don't even know if they'll
fuck down Tom Holland.
They'll tie it that explicitly. I think they'll want to be... Because if you think about the two Spider-Man films...
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man's not really learned much about being Spider-Man in them.
In Homecoming, he does.
Yeah, but in Far From Home...
Far From Home is...
Just stuff happens.
Yeah.
So, like, what that means is that Marvel have not been able to... Like, the great power comes great responsibility is a lesson that Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man needs to keep learning. You know what I mean? But our Spider-Man...
I don't think... Has it really been uttered?
No. It never has. And because he's learned...
He references it, sort of.
Yeah.
He mentions it in the What If.
Yeah.
So, no, he doesn't say when great power comes great responsibility, but in one of... I must be the start of Far From Home.
Mm.
Or maybe even an event. He's been in so many movies. But well, that's what I mean. He's like something. It reminds me of something my uncle
said. I think it'll just be the MCU being like, can we pare this Spider-Man down to make it seem like a normal Spider-Man so that in future Spider-Man movies, you're not like, oh, yeah, this is the cunt that went to space that one time. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a shortcut to character development he never got.
When they're so, starting to get...
Two speeches, he's done.
Yeah, because when they're starting to get bigger and bigger with the MCU movies like this, you kind of just end up with everything just being references. And then there's no one's really doing anything because just references.
None of it means that. Yeah, who can, you know what I mean? Like the Eternals happened. Whatever.
We got a big fucking god baby in our Earth. What is this?
I just
bullshit?
Can't be worried about Spider-Man being late to MJ's play if I know he's been to space and killed millions of aliens. You know what I mean? That just can't weigh on me. I can't conflate those.
I don't
two
know.
Things.
I think you can with decent enough storytelling. But I think what we're going to have is that we're definitely going to get a reference to if with great power comes great responsibility. That's going to play a bigger part in this film than any of the other Spider-Man films in the MCU. And I think you are going to get a line where it's like, with great power comes great responsibility, and this is either my responsibility, gesturing to like the villains or the time what's happening, or this is our responsibility in terms of like a unity of Spider-Men coming together. You're going to get that line.
Yeah, a lot of people think that Tobey Maguire is going to say it, like as in like kind of take the Uncle Ben role, but because Tom Holland has mentioned Uncle Ben before, and it seems like that he got a similar speech from his Uncle Ben, I hope that Venom is the one who says, with great power comes great responsibility.
Lizard.
Yeah. I
subtitles.
Hope they make a reference to the episode of Seinfeld where George nearly dates Marissa Tomei and Jason Alexander says it. I am your Uncle Ben, Tom Holland. He'd make a good Uncle Ben.
Yeah, he'd be right. Actually,
he's got the right name.
What about if they reference them? I don't know why they'd do this, but it just popped into my head. But what if Elaine's there and she can't hear because she just saw Metallica?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
She loses her hearing in a Metallica concert in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Maybe Seinfeld should come through the multiverse.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. Here's a weird.
I can't hold them all through, and then Jerry's apartment falls out.
What's that? Oh my God, where am I?
What's the deal with falling out of the sky?
Giddy up. How weird will it
be? The jerks don't call, and they're all out of you, Spider-Man.
How weird would it be, or will it be, to go back to a... Like, what can this next Spider-Man movie be? You know what I mean? Like...
After a multiverse?
Well, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's a classic MCU thing where they're like, bigger. But like...
Though...
You're nutting. Stop nutting. Fucking reel it in.
Yeah, MC, stop nutting and take a bit of a breather.
Okay.
Well, just edge yourself for a bit.
Edge yourself for a little fucking moment. Jesus Christ.
Phase 4 has been chaos. And we haven't even touched on another huge thing that's in this.
Yeah.
Which is that like Charlie Cox is probably in this movie.
Yeah, oh yeah. But that's
What?
As Daredevil.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, almost definitely Charlie Cox will be, if not in this movie, in some capacity.
Is that going to be like a post-credit thing, or is that going to be at the start where Peter Parker tries to lawyer up?
What's fucking Daredevil's name? Matt Murdock.
Matt Murdock, yeah.
Yeah, I think Matt Murdock will be in the movie.
Yeah.
But I don't think Daredevil
will be. As do they go... slander from old mate?
Well, it seems like that, I mean, in the first trailer, Tom Holland's like, "Whoa, I'm bloody fucking, I've fucked it up again, boys."
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, I'm going to jail and going to be hung for crimes.
So the start is almost like kind of like a montage.
Bit of a courtroom drama.
Not a montage.
Matt Murdock.
We got 2.5 hours, boys.
True. Okay.
And starts
as a court case. Yeah. Why not?
Think about how... Well, yeah, maybe he loses the court case and he's like, fuck, all right, I've gone to one friend that's a superhero. What if I go to another wizard?
Imagine this film opens up with fucking Matt Murdock giving ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as you can see the evidence before you.
Spider-Man is guilty.
Mysterio, big piece of shit. And we find that you We find him not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. And then it kind of like spins with the paper. It's like, you know, the Bugle, like court system, absolutely, you know, justice system, absolutely bullshit.
Mm.
Spider-Man, absolute cunt.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
the fuck? The America is ruined. Rah, 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 rah,
Spider-Man, absolute cuntage.
Yep. Although I do like Dush's flip where it opens and you think Matt Murdock's representing Spider-Man, but he's representing Mysterio.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny that the MCU will put Matt Murdock in, because like, it is great in comics where Matt Murdock and Spider-Man are protecting the same New York. Like, I really like that. Like, they're two people, they've got the same turf, and so sometimes they team up together. Because
that will also be what the next Spider-Man movie
is. No, but I don't think it will, because I think the MCU will give us Matt Murdock and Spider-Man in the same New York to be like, hey, you can imagine them doing these low-level, street-level team-ups. You're obviously never going to get that.
Okay. Yeah, because Spider-Man has an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, so you're never going to get that, but we're giving it to you so you... The audience can be like, that's cool. They live in the same New York. I bet sometimes they hang out, but we'll never see them hang out.
Maybe they get a coffee once in a while. Because
that's
the ethos
of the whole fucking cinematic
Spider-Man
universe.
Spider-Man 4 will literally be Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Really? You're going to be a full-on team-up?
So do you reckon they will just... Because
Murdock will be like, I'm just very agile. Cool Iron Man suit. Yeah.
No, because I think
you need to un-Iron Man Spider-Man.
Yeah, which I think will probably happen here.
Yeah, okay.
It'll go back to like, it'll end up being mirroring what Homecoming was, and especially because he'll probably be inspired by seeing the other two Spider-Men that are just getting it done and wearing a fucking fabric suit or whatever.
Yeah.
Just,
I reckon, what about this? This is a big call. This is a future speculation. I think that this phase is going to end with like a dramatic change up of reality. This will be like a secret invasion.
You reckon we're gonna ditch?
Yeah, Earth, I think it's gonna be
99999 or whatever the fuck this one's called.
I think it's gonna be like it's too fucked. There'll be like chaos, multiverses, and at the end it'll be like a bit of a reset.
Okay.
To the whole thing. So that
Iron Man never existed.
Yeah, exactly. So that they can change things up and they can. Because at a certain point, you got to flush the lore you've built up because it's too much. It's
unless
exhausting.
It builds
you know?
To the fact that, like, all reality. Yeah. What's the thing where all. No, that's a DC storyline, isn't it? Where all realities sort of start becoming the one reality.
I'm sure it's happened in Marvel before.
I feel like the DC did it.
Maybe.
No. Fuck, it was Marvel. The Ultimates universe and the regular universe.
Oh, yeah.
That was, all the incursions and shit like
that.
Yeah.
So I guess they could just be doing an incursion again.
So, and maybe so, you can...
Yeah, but that's like all the universes crashing into each other.
Yeah.
Because well, the Beyonders that's what the... or some shit.
Can't you imagine a scene where it's, you know, in the end of Loki where it was showing all of the multiverses splitting off?
Yeah.
Can't you imagine a scene where like Wanda is just, she has her hands out and is making a grunting face?
Oh, yeah.
And you watch as those, so the all scene, of them.
Okay, so the scene from one of the last X-Men films of Fassbender as Magneto trying to like just hold a helicopter, which does not make for a great scene.
No, very boring to watch.
So that kind of face.
Yeah, as she merges all realities into once and we see like a cosmic nebula fucking coalesce into a single timeline of all timelines. And it's like, oh my God,
well, I wonder,
what's phase five going to be?
I wonder what's
different
happening next because we don't deny.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon that's because I think at a certain point, the weight of all the other movies just becomes way too heavy.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where they're almost going to have to fucking ditch Earth if they want to keep this up.
Yeah, because you keep escalating to the point where it's like, we've got like, you know, our first main villain, he wanted to destroy half the universe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I just can't take, you know.
Because, yeah, like phase four. Black Widow, the Black Widows or whatever association, bad man.
Yeah.
I mean, but also could destroy Earth.
Yeah,
they make a big
had
deal
a big nuke or whatever.
Then there's
Eternals.
Earth is an egg.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Shang-Chi.
Big dragon boy.
Yeah.
So, maybe destroy the Earth.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely kill everyone there. And then this.
Again, the Earth's in trouble.
And then Hawkeye's in New York seeing a musical about himself or whatever.
Yeah. But then Multiverse of Madness is going to be more of the same shit.
How many times do we need to watch the world end or like be threatened to end? Because again, you kind of look at some of these ones where you're like, did you really need a world ender event there?
Yeah.
Like again with Black Widow, did you really need the kind of implication there that they could just, you know, destroy
saving
the
all
world?
Of those women in real trouble was a good enough
like with you know Shang-Chi. Did you really need like a dragon that was going to be like, oh, and it will also if he fucks up and you don't destroy this, we'll destroy the earth.
Yeah.
Like, did you need all that, or could it just be like, he's a cunt?
Could it be like Amazing Spider-Man 1 where it's, we hope the lizard doesn't activate his lizard bomb and turn New York into lizard.
Like, imagine that. Imagine seeing that again. You got, like, the MCU happening.
I know, and then Spider-Man's like, just like, I gotta
stop these lizards from being
this
lizards.
This section of New York or people will become lizards.
It does. It just seems a bit strange.
Even Electro was just electrocuting people. You know,
it's not like world-ending thing. Because we're just jamming all this kind of stuff into.
I mean, Green Goblin also no world-ending.
No,
stuff.
He,
Doc
Green
Ock.
Goblin.
Doc Ock, maybe.
He made a little son, but it was an accident. Yeah. It wasn't like a.
And that was mostly going to destroy New York.
Yeah,
remember.
Yeah. It rules. Green Goblin's plan in this is just like, me and you can rule this city together, Spider-Man. What does that look like,
man?
Green Goblin? I'm a goblin and you're a spider, and we'll be king and queen of New York. New York's a city. What?
Spider and Goblin together at last.
100 years, Spider and Goblin. Goblin and Spider.
What could you possibly mean, Green Goblin? I want to rule the city of New York. Like a mayor?
And the end result is...
Sandman just keeps robbing banks.
Yeah.
He's got to protect his daughter.
Even Venom's just like a... Venom, by and large, is like a financial threat to Peter Parker because he's taking his job. So, like, it's just... But all of Spider-Man's threats have been...
Oh, no. And Venom wants to kill Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's lost him his job.
Yeah. Whereas, I mean, like...
Oh, and also, like, Venom, the suit kind of felt rejected.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a stilted X, I guess.
And it's, you know, there's a bit of an internal conflict with Spider-Man because he's being rude to people or whatever.
Yeah.
Eating cookies from that gawky girl who he lives with or whatever happened in that movie.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great movie. But yeah, but Tom Holland's Spider-Man, like, I guess the first one was pretty grounded comparatively.
They kind of fucked up by pairing him with Iron Man. So
absolutely,
well.
Yeah.
Like I say, it was like you got Vulture... And he was kind of like the blue collar villain.
Yeah,
that was like
you almost needed like, and I understand why you needed another super. Honestly, Doctor Strange would have been a better bet because Doctor Strange helps when he's around, but he can't really do anything for you when he's not around.
Yeah. Mm.
So like, he can't give you, for instance, an Iron Spider suit.
No. And also, he's not charming. I wonder if he's meant to be.
Well, no, I don't think so.
I think they had a crack at him becoming like the new Iron Man, but then have abandoned that quite quickly.
Yeah.
I think this might see the end of the Iron Spider-Man suit.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be a thing where he's either destroyed because of all the time shit, where he's going to like, you know, do that kind of stuff. And now that old mate Tony's not around, he doesn't have access to that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But he did build this one himself in the the Tony Stark plane.
Oh, yeah, when he, like, picked it out in the plane.
Yeah,
did he build that, or was he just kind of, like...
No, he built
kind
it.
Of going through, if you were, say, playing a video game.
Yeah.
And you kind of go through hairstyles and costumes. Mm,
yeah, because it looked like that.
Yeah, maybe it was more like that, actually. Well, if Happy gets killed by guns, then he's
well,
got...
I think, yeah, un-Iron Manning Spider-Man. Or
changes everything.
Peter Parker is actually, like, good, because then he's like, oh, he's more grounded than...
Yeah, because, like, yeah, sure, he's being a fucked in space or whatever, but he can't do shit about it now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in a cloth suit, and he's got to stop all these people from turning into lizards or whatever.
Yeah.
These are the stories we want to hear.
That is. Those are the good Spider-Man
stories.
Well,
yeah, stories. Like, when are we seeing Spider-Man, like, you know, run through the sewers and just seize a lizard man?
Best Spider-Man moments are him just fighting crooks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when, just punching a robber or whatever.
And those are mostly seen in the MCU Spider-Man as kind of like a throwaway gag.
Yeah.
Or it's part of, like, a little montage at the start where he's, like, stopping, like, a bank robber and he's like, hey, you're Spider-Man. He's like, yeah, I am. And they're wearing the Iron Man or the Hulk mask.
It was still, like, a reference to a larger... Yeah. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. Also, he seems not to have, like, you know, money issues. Like, he seems to be
Spider-Man
fine.
Needs to be poor as shit. He needs to have scoliosis.
Well, no, it's not
good. he needs to be a fucking mess. That's the Spider-Man world.
Well, he can't be like that anymore.
I know,
it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at the building they're in now. It's fucking...
Exactly. That's my point. Like, he can't be... Like, that's because Spider-Man has the problem of either he tries to have it all. He tries to lose limit this, where he's like, I can do everything, but he can't.
Well, he's tried to have it all and succeeded.
Yeah. And this one is working well. He's like, I've tried to have it all. And also, like, yeah, I got a job. I got money. My aunt loves me. It's good.
Like, in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, the most tension, or like, there's so much tension in he's going to miss MJ's play.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be so mad.
She's going to be so mad.
But I don't, like, none of his interpersonal, he has no interpersonal issues in the MCU. All of his friends just sort of love him, and
I think MJ gets upset with him at one point.
Yeah,
Flash is blonde in this movie now. That's pretty exciting.
Okay, cool.
Do you reckon is Flash gonna do a pivot of like, we love Peter?
Yeah, he'll be the only one being like, fuck you.
But
Peter Parker is my best friend.
Mm. One scene, one line, I think, is what he'll get.
Nah, I reckon he's gonna be like a Peter Parker fan club.
Yeah, but I just don't think they have time to explore it. So that's
two
why
and
I think
a bit
one
hours.
Line. Yeah, still. Yeah. There's a lot to go through.
Well, in Eternals, we met 10 characters and also found out Earth was an egg.
You got me there. You went through time, and then into space as well for a good chunk of time.
Now that they can do sex scenes, do you reckon there will be one in this?
No.
Okay. Not at all.
I think there'll be one.
Oh, maybe one between Aunt May and Happy.
Yeah.
No, it's not a sex scene, a finger blast. Put that on a deer
card. First Marvel movie with fingering in it.
Yeah.
I reckon if I was
but
in charge
like
of directing...
not the way you think.
Yeah. If I was in charge of directing an MCU movie, I'd just be like, all right, so you need it to be PG-13. I'm just going to look at what you've done and try and put something else in that you haven't done before so I can claim my movie as the first example of whatever.
Clever. Aunt May fingering Happy. Yeah. Never been done.
Yeah, that's true.
Never been done in the comics either.
Yeah.
Huge.
Do you reckon that the sex scene in the Eternals was the last sex scene we'll ever get in a Marvel movie? Yeah, I think you're right.
I think they'll actually say at some point in the MCU that no one has genitals.
Yeah, we're all hatched from eggs.
Anyway.
Just like that Eternal baby.
I miss when you were in an egg, Peter Parker. You're such a big boy now. I wish I could put you back in that egg you hatched from. Yeah, me too. Spider-Man.
That's the opening or closing scene, or maybe both.
Both is bookended.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there is so much that they're... And I just don't know how, because you could do this in a way which makes a sort of level of sense. But again, if they're just kind of like throwing things at the wall, because I'm like, okay, how do you open this film? And it's like, where do you start? And well, if you're going to have like a Matt Murdock character, well, that makes a bit of sense there to be like, okay, well, let's
start
have that
in courtroom,
or at least that there's going to be a courtroom scene at some point.
Yeah.
Because you have to deal with the fact that last time it was, okay, looks like that Spider-Man killed Mysterio, and now we know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be something there. Granted, he was a child when he did it, and also it was not in America.
Also, like, it's so superfluous now to the main plot. Like, literally, it was a big deal at the end. Like, they set it up to be a big deal, but actually, at the beginning of this, it will just act as a plot device to get him to cast the spell.
It's going
to
be the Civil War thing again, where the start of it is, like, very much like the Accords.
Yeah.
But then halfway through it pivots and it's not about that at all. It's about the super soldiers. And,
So actually, I don't even know if Matt Murdock will be in this.
He will be.
I think there'll be a reference to him, but I don't think we'll actually see him.
I think we will.
Off screen, they'll be like, hey, Matty!
You're a real daredevil!
It's sick you're in this movie anyway.
Yeah, so I think we might get a court scene with Matt Murdock, but it might just be a very quick scene.
Yeah.
And it might just be like he's being found not guilty.
Mm. Well, presumably the first like 30 minutes of this movie is mostly going to be the court shit and like all the ramifications from the ending of the last film. Then he's going to go to Doctor Strange. Things are going to start kicking off about 45 minutes in. Then this is where I think that the trailer haven't given us what happens next. There is clearly like something, like a plot line that connects this and punching on.
Yeah, which is why I think it's going to be like a Spider-Man that goes out doing wrong. And that's why I think we're going to get a very happy J. Jonah being like, I fucking told you this.
What?
Then it's going to ramp up maybe that like Peter Parker menace because you're like, well, the spell didn't work. And now people hate me even further. Or it might just be like a Spider-Man menace. Maybe the whole thing is like, hey, it works a little bit. So yeah, Peter Parker is no longer like associated.
Yeah, I don't
We still think Spider-Man is a menace.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do the spell only worked a bit.
No, it'll either work or it won't. What about the cube? What's the cube?
The cube, I think, is the thing that he wants Peter Parker to put the guys in.
Okay. So it's like a cosmic prison?
Yeah.
So like Like okay.
Okay, so then let's add a cube getting scene, because there will be a scene where he gets and then explains the cube.
Well, Doctor Strange will be like,
we need to
give here's them this cube go from the library.
Cube. Well, that's the cube he was using. Was that the cube he was using to cast the wish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me get my wishing cube.
Yeah, I'm going to get the wishing cube and chuck these bad boys back into this wish cube.
Yeah, where they'll rightfully die.
Yeah.
For their sins against you, Peter Parker. Yeah.
And it is going to be like the little punch on between Peter and Strange. Yeah. But it's going to be like Peter maybe giving it his all and Strange being like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I also think the first place we see... Just had this thought then. First place we see the inklings of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will be when Doctor Strange goofs Tom Holland in the head and sends him on a cosmic trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'll go cause, and that's when he's falling through the city as well.
And as he's
that's
like pushing
all
it.
Cosmic trip.
Yeah. And how he has like the different bodies in that one Spider-Man. Yeah. There might be one of them with like, Tom Holland.
Oh, it's all the Spider-Man.
It's a Tobey, it's this one. It's
what about this?
Yeah.
What if that's the only time we see him?
Oh, imagine.
Could be. That wouldn't shock
imagine
me.
Imagine if three Spider-Men are just like Tom Holland.
Oh, yeah.
They brought in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield for body doubles.
Yeah. Like, imagine
for
that.
Emotional
imagine
support
that,
on
right?
set.
Like, it's just like a little cameo that they paid, say, Tobey and Andrew just to kind of like use their face in that one scene where you see them. And then at the end, where we get the bonus Spider-Mans, sure, they're in like their costumes from those movies, but then it's all just Tom Holland. And then Doc Ock's like, that's not what a my Peter look-alike.
Mamma mia.
What do we think, last thing to predict, what do we think is going to come through at the end? You know, he's like, they're coming through.
I don't think that's the end of the movie.
You don't think that's the end of the movie?
No.
Mamma mia. Well, what do you think's coming through then? What's he protecting against?
I think that that's probably, honestly, I think there's a chance that that's where like the extra four or five villains come through. I think that Doc Ock and Green Goblin come through at the start.
Could be.
Or we think... Like, Spider-Man thinks it's just Doc Ock, but then Green Goblin's there too, and then, the rest is...
You are so right, because the way the trailers play that is as though that comes after the big fight on the... But I bet it comes first, and then they come through, and it's Doctor Strange is up there trying to fight them off.
I wouldn't be surprised if that scene happens, like, it's pretty close to after the wish going bad and before Doctor Strange and Peter fight.
Wow. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Kind of, because again, you go from that to then, you know, Spider-Man being like, I can't send these guys back.
Yeah.
And then they all team up and they realize, you know what happened? Spider-Man killed us all and we hate Spider-Man. And is it just simply going to be like a fight of Spider-Man of like, they just hate Spider-Man and we're going to fight him? Not listen to a word he says because like, don't believe his lies. And then he's going to fight.
They should team up and bash Doctor Strange. He's the only one who wants them dead. Well,
that's what I mean. It's because it just seems it's just like Spider-Man is on the villain side here. Let's protect them and not send them back. But then you have him punching the lizard in the face.
Yeah.
Unless, again, there's part of the trailer that's misleading where like they hate Spider-Man for some other reason. Or they see that Spider-Man is their Spider-Man.
Then they're like, I understand that he's on our side, but we got to understand.
We just don't like Spider-Man.
We have a club.
Which
we hate Spider-Man. We all are literally card-carrying members. And so we just have a thing where if we see a Spider-Man, doesn't matter
we got to kill him.
We got to kill him.
Break his neck.
We got to break his neck. It's just not about this Spider-Man. It's just all Spider-Man. We're sorry. Yeah.
Break his little boy neck.
Yeah, he's just a little boy, so he's easy to kill. Snap him like a chicken bone.
Yeah, it's going to be hectic and maybe bad, or maybe really, really good.
Yeah, who can say?
This trailer was exciting the first time I saw it, but then when I started thinking about it, I was like, oh no.
I'm all in, whatever.
I'll see it.
Yeah, obviously. I'll have to.
You don't have a choice.
This is no what-if scenario for you.
No, truly exhausting.
Hawkeye, you could probably get away with not watching.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll watch it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah,
first,
I'm sure
it's the first two.
No, first episode. We only watched one.
I just don't want to sink down into that morass any more than I have to, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to...
So just the movies for you from here on out?
Just the movies you make me see, yes.
We'll watch something like, oh, you probably don't need to see that. So Eternals you probably didn't need to see, but you love that one.
I'm glad I did, yeah. To be fair.
Yeah.
Any swing for the fences predictions?
Yeah.
Tom Holland dies.
Okay. Ned Spider-Man.
What about Ned Hobgoblin? He turns into Hobgoblin in the comics.
Yeah, maybe, but no, I think I'm going to... My swing for the fences is that there will be a scene at the very end where the multiverse just splits its guts and all the fucking guys come out.
Yeah.
And Ned sees a version of him that's a Spider-Man. And he's like, holy fuck. And then
that's Spider-Man gets struck by lightning.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you think MJ survives being like with the fall?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't think they're going to kill off MJ in this one?
It would just be so weird.
You've cast Zendaya.
Yeah.
A couple of years before Zendaya started being put in every movie.
Yeah.
You're not going to kill
Zendaya. Also, it'd just be such a like this Tom Holland, this Spider-Man who has had no real massive emotional turning points.
For them to just kind of like kill. Like,
his only emotional point was him dying.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess he was sad when Tony Stark died, but why?
But that's so. Yeah. But it's also so big as to be meaningless. You know what I mean?
My swing for the fence is that we are the last member of the Sinister Six is Spider-Man, but I think it might be a Venomed Spider-Man.
Okay.
Symbiote Spider-Man.
So it might be, a symbiote Spider-Man.
Peter.
And that's where we get like maybe a little, like a hint to an Eddie Venom thing, but I don't think we're ever going to see Venom in this. Tom Hardy's Venom.
Yeah.
But no, I think the Sinister Six, the last member will be a sneaky, evil Peter Parker.
Damn.
What about you?
I told you, Ned Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, fuck, you did say that. And then he gets struck by lightning. I said that part.
Yeah. What about you? Oh, Tom Holland dies.
Tom Holland dies.
Yeah.
On set, it's sad.
Tom Holland dies in the Spider-Man of the MCU from here on out as Tobey Maguire.
Whoa!
Imagine. Ooh.
And then Andrew Garfield goes back to his universe, which is the same as the Venom Sony-verse.
No, he goes back to that new movie he's got out called Stomp Stomp Bank or whatever.
One other question is, which of the villains we know, the Sinister Six or the Sinister Five that we're aware of, who stays and who goes?
I think
fucking iced.
Doc Ock dies.
Yeah.
Villain fucks the villain. What am I even saying?
Venom?
Lizard is what I tried to say.
Yeah. He dies. He's so dead.
No. I reckon Lizard goes back.
Reckon
Sandman also goes back. I reckon the minor characters go back because you don't care.
Yeah,
because killing them does nothing.
No, yeah, see, I don't know. I think the end result of this will be
and Green Goblin stays.
Will be that like
Electro falls in the lake.
That's how you didn't predict that.
Yeah.
No, I think most of them will stay. Personally, I think most of them will stick around
in cinematic universe famous for killing its villains.
Yeah, I think
they're gonna just drop five extra ones and not hurt them in any way.
I think so, and then I think in the future we'll get like a full on Sinister Six.
Fair enough.
Like, I kind of am the same, but I think it would be nice to actually see a
Rogues Gallery.
An MCU film that doesn't just keep killing its villains.
Again,
Spider-Man doesn't kill its villains.
Yeah.
Except for Mysterio.
But except for all the ones
in this movie. But
Mysterio. Well, I'm talking about the MCU. MCU love killing their villains. Like every
Eternals doesn't kill their villain.
That's true.
Sort of.
Well, if you argue that the big baby in Earth is the villain, they do stop it. By turning it to marble, did they kill that? Hard to say.
Can an Eternal survive
being turned to marble? I don't know.
Can Eternals fly through the sun?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll find
hard
out.
To say. Yeah, we'll hard find to out in say. Eternals too. A movie that will definitely occur.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it'd be nice. Because, again, if you look at the Spider-Man ones in the MCU, they don't tend to, like, kill off the villains where everything else does. So
the only person
that
I think has survived those movies, though, is Vulture.
Yeah.
Because, Shocker 1 dies.
Does he?
Shocker 2,
maybe they don't,
who knows?
No, I think it's just the same as every Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But it would be nice for them to keep some around, and this is a great way to plug in a Rogues Gallery.
Plus, you can't keep having that, if your big conflict of this, this one person, it's like, I don't want to kill these people, I want people to die, and yet more villains just keep dying.
Yeah. Because you can't have the resolution of this movie be send them back to their own timeline where they will die.
God, they keep killing their villains.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So or render them powerless or something. They always maim the villains so they can't come back.
But
superhero movies used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. And it was fucked then.
Yeah.
Like Green Goblin, I mean, everyone that's in this.
I mean, hopefully they keep them around. But also, what would be the point? Because...
If they keep them around, they're just basically throwing Sony a bone to make a Sinister Six film.
Yeah.
They're all going into Venom's universe. If they're not outright killing them, they're sending them all back. None of them stay. Not a single one.
They get sent to the Venom universe, and then Tom Holland checks his phone. And he says, "Oh my god, there's been a terrible accident. We accidentally send them to the Inside Out universe. They've all died."
Do you mean the universe Pixar's Inside Out or yeah. like a universe where everybody's Inside bodies Out. Are inside.
Okay. Yeah, I went Pixar. And they're like, oh, they're all in Eddie's head now? What?
Oh,
they're
no.
his emotions? Uh-oh.
Hey?
No. They
yeah,
go
Electro's
to,
anger.
Yeah,
they go into a universe where everyone's guts are on the outside.
And they're not designed for that. No. So they just fucking die.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is that everything Inside Out or just people?
Just people.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah.
So how does
outside is inside, inside's outside. Cop that. Have a think about that one. How about fucking sit there and you just try and comprehend that, eh?
I'll do my best.
I'm trying. Good. I'm just imagining an inside out earth.
Yeah, that's good.
Hot on the outside.
Yeah.
Grass
livable
on the inside.
On the inside. Okay. Dense outer core.
That's going to be hard to explain in like 20 minutes of film. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And then obviously this will end with a post-credit scene of Doctor Strange being like, the multiverse of madness happened.
Yeah. It'll be Wanda reopening a portal and her kids come out and she'll be like, I'm going to kill Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Also, I reckon we'll get a Mysterio.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Post credit.
Yeah.
Maybe Mysterio being like, I'm not dead. And then, I don't know, Kit Harington comes in with a sword and it's like, ugh!
Yeah.
And he's like, you were a vampire the whole time.
My best friend is Blade.com.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll be like, Mysterio there. He'll be like, I wasn't killed. He'll have fangs. And then you'll get like a sword coming in and then another sword coming in. And then it'll zoom out and be Kit Harington and Blade.
And Blade.
And then they'll be like, we're best friends.
Put this in the base of speculation, bigger cut. Blade's always referred to.
It's Blade.com.
That's the name of the movie, Blade.com.
Yeah, Blade.com.
It's also a website. It's all about Blade.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Go there. Read about Blade. Learn something for once in your goddamn life.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah. Although Isomexy, maybe they might open up a portal and we get vampires.
Yeah. Now, vampires have always been around, I think. I think that someone said that.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's all exhausting and makes me want to die. Art is dead. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zavitt.
And I've been Joel Dusha. And that's good, Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been
the BS Boys.
Yeah. So I hear.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.